Good morning people, welcome to my channel. So I'm doing a series of case studies, as you can see, using the intelligence mapping of 9 types of intelligence. It's already covered on my YouTube channel. If you are seeing it on X or any of the other platforms, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, newsletter, etc., welcome. Now, again, a word of caution. You have to have your own notes, study your own Vedic astrology fully, and correlate, co-link, cross-match, etc. All the planets, points, nakshatras, ascendant, and so on and so forth with the 9 intelligences. I have extensive notes on this, okay? These are made from my own personal notes. These are not borrowed from anywhere else. Okay. So first, please do that and then come to the GPTing or analysis with artificial intelligence. Do not do this directly trying to chat with artificial intelligence and try to figure out or blindly upload the charts. That's my word of caution. Take care. Enjoy the rest of the podcast.
Life, career, and relationships of John F. Kennedy, a Vedic astrology case study. John F. Kennedy's chart shows Virgo rising at 27 degrees 17 in Chitra, giving him that unmistakable blend of charisma, elegance, and razor-sharp intelligence. Chitra makes the personality visually striking and symbolically powerful, while Virgo shapes a mind that is analytical, observant, strategic, and deeply concerned with precision. His ascendant Lord Mercury sits in Aries and Kritika, which gives him fiery intellect, tactical thinking, quick wit, and the ability to communicate with boldness and conviction. This is the placement of someone whose words cut through noise and whose decisions carry speed and clarity. The Sun, Venus, and Jupiter in Taurus enriched him with charm, sensual restraint, diplomacy, and an innate ability to create calm even in crisis. Jupiter in Kritika gave him moral clarity and thematic purpose. Venus in Mrigashira added approachability and social magnetism. Moon in Leo in Purva Falguni infused him with warmth, charisma, presence, and emotional radiance, while Saturn's influence on the Moon produced the weight, seriousness, and emotional responsibility that he carried throughout his public life. Mars in Aries in Bharani gave Kennedy immense courage, resilience, and a willingness to step into danger, both politically and physically. Rahu in Sagittarius and Ketu in Gemini gave him ideological breadth, intellectual curiosity, karmic restlessness, and a lifelong pull toward communication, diplomacy, and big ideas. This astrological architecture produced a layered and brilliant intelligence profile that flowed directly into his political genius, leadership style, and complex emotional world. Kennedy's linguistic intelligence was extraordinary. Mercury in Aries made his communication crisp, fiery, and impactful, while the Taurus trio added rhythm, elegance, and emotional resonance. His speeches worked because they were morally charged, simple in structure, and delivered with a confidence that came from Mercury absorbing Mars and Sun energy. Moon in Purva Falguni added dramatic timing and emotional warmth. It's the exact planetary cocktail described in your linguistic intelligence file. Mercury with Sun, Venus, Jupiter, and fiery nakshatras produces a communicator who shapes public consciousness. Kennedy's famous lines, "Ask not, we choose to go to the moon," carry that blend of clarity, conviction, and poetic simplicity that his chart promises. His visual spatial intelligence was strong in a conceptual strategic way. Chitra rising made him sensitive to imagery, symbolism, and presentation. Mercury and Mars in Aries sharpened his ability to see patterns quickly and respond to them tactically. Jupiter, Venus, and Taurus added aesthetic refinement, giving him the ability to shape the Camelot image and understand how visual cues shape public sentiment. Kennedy saw politics, diplomacy, and crisis situations almost like architectural blueprints. His mind understood structure, mapping, and geometry, not as art for its own sake, but as tools for leadership and strategy. Kennedy's logical mathematical intelligence was one of his strongest gifts. Mars in Aries sharpened reasoning and decision-making. Mercury's placement added quick analysis, debate intelligence, and fast mental reflexes. Ketu in Gemini added abstract insight and intuitive leaps, the kind of thinking that grasps the whole picture before others have processed half. Saturn's influence grounded this in realism and strategy. Your logical intelligence file describes the Mars-Ketu-Saturn triad as the mark of strategic decision makers with the ability to stay calm in chaos. The Cuban Missile Crisis is the pure expression of this pattern in real time, logic, restraint, moral strength, and clarity under pressure. His interpersonal intelligence was magnetic yet layered. Moon in Leo gave him warmth and natural leadership. Venus in Taurus made him charming, approachable, and emotionally appealing. Mercury in Aries added wit. Rahu in Sagittarius broadened his public reach, giving him ideological charisma and the ability to influence mass psychology. Yet Saturn's aspect on the moon introduced emotional distance and internal barriers. He connected magnificently with the public, but privately he often felt the burden of expectation and responsibility. This matches exactly what your interpersonal intelligence file describes for Mercury, Moon, Rahu natives. Brilliant public connection, complex private emotional life. Kennedy's intrapersonal intelligence ran deep beneath his polished exterior. Ketu and Ardra brought inner questioning, self-analysis, and insight into suffering and vulnerability. Saturn's emotional weight deepened introspection. Sun and Jupiter in Taurus added moral anchoring and reflective purpose. His health struggles, chronic pain, and near-constant confrontation with mortality gave him a maturity and internal depth that shaped his calm demeanor. He knew himself, his limitations, and his strengths. His ability to maintain poise, even while physically suffering, reflects the high intrapersonal understanding your files describe for Saturn-Ketu-Jupiter combinations. His existential intelligence was unmistakable. Ketu in Ardra is one of the most philosophical placements, constantly questioning meaning and destiny. Mars in Barani tied him to themes of sacrifice, moral duty, and life-death cycles. Jupiter's influence shaped his ethical framework. The moon in Leo added heroic self-concept and a desire to stand for something larger than himself. Kennedy lived with a sense of destiny, a life moving toward a profound but brief impact. His engagement with war, nuclear crisis, civil rights, and the future of humanity all reflect his existential orientation. He lived not for survival, but for purpose. Kennedy's naturalist intelligence was moderate. Virgo rising and Mercury gave him strong pattern recognition, while the moon added sensitivity to atmospheres and symbolic landscapes. His connection to geography, travel, cultural environments, and political ecosystems came naturally, even if he was not nature-focused in the literal sense. His bodily kinesthetic intelligence was shaped not by athletic dominance, but by courage and expressive physical presence. Mars in Aries gave him natural kinetic strength and responsive movement. Venus and Moon added graceful coordination. Even with severe medical issues, he projected vitality and dynamism, a clear expression of the Mars-Mercury-Moon kinesthetic style. His well-to-do heroism, commanding physical presence, and steady posture in crisis all reflect this intelligence. Kennedy's relationships unfolded exactly the way this chart predicts. Moon in Leo gave romantic warmth and charm. Venus in Taurus added sensuality and a desire for companionship. Mercury in Mars added flirtation and quick emotional stimulation. Rahu in Sagittarius introduced restlessness and attraction to excitement and novelty. Saturn's pressure on the moon created emotional insecurity, private withdrawal, and difficulty sustaining long-term emotional equilibrium. Ketu in Gemini added moments of emotional detachment. This is why his relationships were passionate, magnetic, and deeply affectionate, but also complicated, inconsistent, and marked by emotional distance. His marriage carried loyalty and admiration, but emotional gaps, karmic pressure, and unspoken struggles were always present beneath the surface. Kennedy's career was the perfect expression of his intelligence blueprint. Virgo rising gave precision. Chitra rising gave charisma and design instinct. Mercury Mars gave strategy. Moon Venus gave public warmth. Jupiter gave statesmanship. And Ketu gave destiny. His leadership during the Cuban Missile Crisis, his visionary speeches, his diplomatic finesse, and his moral clarity were not accidents. They were the direct expression of his planetary architecture. His presidency was brief, but transformational, exactly as this tightly wound destiny mark chart suggests. Kennedy's life, intelligence, leadership, and relationships came together as a single narrative. A brilliant communicator, a strategic thinker, a charismatic leader, a romantic yet conflicted partner, and a soul marked by purpose, intensity, and an early but unforgettable exit from the world stage.